This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Because I prayed. I mean, I was a good Baptist Sunday school teacher and a good Baptist deacon, and I could pray for you, oh God, if it be your will, please do this for brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so. And I could go to a hospital where somebody was there, and I could lay my hands on them, and I could, oh Lord, please, if it be your will you do a healing on this person? And I mean, if the doctor said they was normally going to be out in 3 weeks, after I prayed, it was 4 weeks before they got out. It took longer after my prayer than it did without my prayer. Now, something wrong with this picture, isn't there? You see, when God says you've got to ask in faith, nothing wavering. Well, if He says you've got to ask in faith, nothing wavering, and if you do it His way, then that means He will do what He said. So, when I guaranteed that certain things would happen on behalf of God's Word, guess what I started seeing the Lord do far more often? I began to see mighty answers to my prayers. Then, like I was telling some of y'all a while ago, before church started, I said there's a real good elderly, you know, he's a 3 or 4 or 5 years older than me, but a friend of mine, an older guy, I should say, but, you know, I mean, although he's 4 or 5 years older than me, I look at him like he's, you know, 70, you know, and I'm 40. You know, that's kind of the way I picture this thing. But anyway, we don't see ourselves our age, or most of us don't. So anyway, he had had an accident, and he fell out of a tree, lived in my hometown. He'd fell out of a tree, and he'd injured himself. He'd broken a bone. And so he was down here at the hospital in Fort Worth, and so I heard about it. So I thought, well, I'll drive down there and see the brother. I knew him real well. He was a member of the Baptist Church there in Goldthwaite. So I went down there, and I said, how are you doing? He said, well, I'm fine. I said, what did the doctor say? He said, well, the doctor says I'm going to be here 6 weeks, and then I can go home. And I said, well, do you have faith to believe you can get well quicker than that? He said, well, Thurman, if the doctor said 6 weeks, what am I supposed to do? I said, well, I thought you believed the Word. I said, you're a Baptist deacon, and Baptists are men of the Word, so I know you've studied it. So I said, I thought you believed this book. He said, Thurman, I do believe that book, every word of it, from Genesis to maps. I said, okay, well then, let's open it up and let me read one verse to you. And I opened up and read Matthew 18:19, the prayer of agreement, where Jesus said, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father, which is in heaven. I said, now, Jesus said we can ask for anything. I said, so where is your faith? He said, wow. He said, I bound to have read that lots of times. But he said, when you quoted it, I don't ever remember reading that. I said, well, here, I handed him my Bible, and I said, read it. He sat there and meditated on that for a few minutes. He said, you know, I believe I can be out of here in 2 weeks. Now, what will God do? According to your faith. So we prayed the prayer of faith for him, and guess what? He went home in 2 weeks instead of 6. Isn't that awesome? As you have believed, so shall it be done unto you. Will God meet you right where your faith is? Sure He will. Now, if he'd have looked at it and said, well, I know what that says, but I know the doctor said 6 weeks, so I just want you to pray that I'll have no pain and I'll be out of here in 6 weeks. Guess what? He'd have been there 6 weeks. Jesus will not go above your faith. When you ask in faith, He will do it for you. If you ask in faith and you're walking in love. This is the secret. This is why the devil does everything he can to get you and me out of a love walk. Because when you step out of love, your faith does not work. Now then, if you pray a prayer of faith for a man at 11 o'clock at night with four broken ribs in the morning before, he couldn't hardly breathe, and he coughed lightly and like to, he said, he cried, it hurt so bad. And the next morning he sneezes big three times and don't have any pain after you prayed the prayer of faith. Isn't it wonderful to see God answer your prayer like that? Now don't you know the devil would love to get you out of a love walk? He'll do everything he can. And let me tell you, if you haven't learned a little bit like I have, the beast is just pretty slick at the way he does things. He can deceive anybody. I don't care who you are. He can deceive you. Look what it says. Verse 9 says, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perish. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Now, does it make any difference to God if you're rich or poor? Not a bit. I will have to say, if you're a Christian and you have plenty of money, you can enjoy life a little better than a guy that's poor and don't have nothing. The guy that's poor and has nothing, he has different circumstances and different trials and tests he has to go through. Now, I have seen some people that were extremely wealthy and they were constantly worried about what was going to happen to their money. When that's the case, the money's got a hold of you instead of you got a hold of the money. Some people, it makes no matter how rich they are, they just realize it's just something you use. You're not afraid of it. I can think of the times if I had have had $10,000 in a bank account. I mean, I can think years ago, $10,000 was not even a number that I could imagine. You know, today what's $10,000? It will hardly buy nothing. Isn't that amazing? Oh, Lori.
Sorry to interrupt you. There's a person outside who's trying to get into their building, and there's a burgundy Chevy Lumina blocking it.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. Well, we can take care of that. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing
great. Great. Praise the King. Good to see you. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the little lady just had the little tiny baby. Praise the Lord that we just prayed for a while ago. Now then, this is another thing that when we count it all joy for all these different trials and tests, look at the results. Look at this. Blessed is the person. It says man, but just talking about men or women. Blessed is the person that endures temptations. For when he is tried, how many of you are like me? You really don't like to be tried? You know, I mean, I don't like to be tried. Is there anybody in here that loves to be tried? No, not a single hand goes up. So that means we're all thinking the same way, aren't we? Nobody likes trials and tests, do we, Benjamin? We don't like it, we don't like it, we don't like it. And I'm going to be the first one to voice it. I don't like it. But does that mean I'm not going to have them?
No.
Probably the louder I scream, the more of them I'm going to have. But consider pure joy, my brother, when you go through all these various things, because blessed is the man that endures temptations. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. How would you like to receive the crown of life? That's one of the five crowns. You know, we've done a whole series on the five crowns. That's one of them. But how many, let's put it this way. How many of you would like to have the crown of life? Oh my goodness, everybody would love to have the crown of life. Guess how you're going to get it? You're going to go through the various trials and tests of life. Now, that's what we said we didn't like. But we want the reward. You know, everybody wants to be blessed. Everybody wants to be rich financially. But they don't want to get up in the morning and work for it and do what it takes and study God's Word and go to school and get out there and diligently work. Somebody says, oh my goodness gracious alive, it's Monday again. I got to get up and go to work this morning. You know what you should be saying? Especially after them people down there in New Orleans and all up and down the coast that don't have a place to go. You ought to be saying, praise God that I've got a job to go to this morning. Thank you, Lord, that I got a building or a place of business that I'm going to go to in the morning and you're going to provide for me. I am so grateful for what you've given me, Lord. In fact, I don't know if any of y'all, I don't even know what time of night it was, but it was in the wee hours of the morning. It might have been on several different places, but I happened to flip on TBN out in the minister center the other night, and there was a man giving a testimony. He said, I was an oil field worker in Louisiana, and I lived in Mississippi, I think he was, somewhere down there. And he said, when all this storm came, he said, I went out on the Gulf. I worked out in the oil fields, made a lot of money, and I came back and said, I just come in and go through the city and go to my little place out in the country, and said, I had no contact with nobody. I'm a loner. I'm not married, just me. And he said, everywhere I went, there was nothing but wickedness and evil, so I didn't want nothing to do with nobody. He said, I didn't go to church. I didn't do nothing. He said, I ain't been to church since I was a little kid. But he said, I decided to weather out the storm. And he said, it blew everything away. And everything I did have was destroyed. And he said, I did get out with my life. And he said, when I went to a certain place, he said, there were some people there taking people. And they said, come with us. We have a place for you. We're a church. And so he said, well, okay. So he said, I went with them. Said they took us in a truck, and they took us out to a little airport that wasn't too far from there, and there sat a beautiful Learjet. And he said, I got in that Learjet having no idea where I was going. And so when I got in that Learjet, when I landed, we landed in California, and the next thing I know, I'm in the Dream Center in California. And he said, I'm in the Dream Center, and said, after being here 3 days, he said, they've called me and want me to come back to go to work at $2,500 a week. And I told him, forget it. I didn't know there was anybody in the world like these people out here. I never seen anybody worship and praise God. I never seen anybody that loved anybody. But said, let me tell you, I found a whole new way of life.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.